This is Andy Malarkey with your hurricane update here on Sky Blue Radio. It's just gone 2100 Zulu. Hurricane Irene is still battering Abaco Island, and new watches and warnings have been issued for the east coast of the United States. Some of the affected areas are South Carolina from Edisto Beach northward to Little River Inlet, continuing through North Carolina up to the Virginia border. The Virginia and North Carolina border has also been affected northward to Sandy Hook, New Jersey, including Delaware Bay and the Chesapeake Bay south of Smith Point. Both hurricane warnings, tropical warnings, and a hurricane watch have been issued. At 2100 Zulu time, the centre of the hurricane was located near latitude 27 north and longitude 77.3 west. Irene is moving towards the north-northwest near 14 miles an hour. This motion is expected to continue throughout tonight with a turn towards the north by early Friday. On the forecast track, the core of the hurricane will move north towards the northwestern Bahamas tonight and pass well offshore of the east coast of central and north Florida tonight and early Friday. The hurricane is forecast to approach the coast of North Carolina on Saturday. Maximum sustained winds are near 115 miles an hour, with higher gusts expected. Irene is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale, and some strengthening is possible tonight and Friday. Irene is a large tropical cyclone. Hurricane force winds are extending outward up to 80 miles from the centre, and tropical storm force winds extend outward of up to 290 miles from the centre too. The latest minimum central pressure reported by reconnaissance aircraft is 950 millibars, or 28.05 inches. Hazards are currently affecting land as wind, hurricane and tropical storm conditions are occurring over portions of the northwestern Bahamas but should begin to diminish overnight. Tropical storm force winds are expected within the southern portion of the warning area along the United States east coast by late Friday, and hurricane force winds are expected to first reach the hurricane warning area by Saturday. In the northwestern Bahamas, in areas of onshore winds near the centre of Irene, an extremely dangerous storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 7 to 11 feet above normal tide levels over the northwestern Bahamas. Water levels will gradually subside over the central Bahamas tonight near the coast. The surge will be accompanied by large and dangerous waves. And also along the eastern coast of the United States, an extremely dangerous storm surge will raise water levels by as much as 5 to 10 feet above ground level within the hurricane warning area, including the Able Marley and Palmico Sounds. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large, destructive and life-threatening waves. Irene also has the potential to produce significant storm surge flooding within the hurricane watch area, including portions of the Chesapeake Bay and the eastern shore. Irene is expected to produce rainfall accumulations of 6 to 12 inches over the northern Bahamas, storm total rainfall amounts of 6 to 10 inches with isolated maximum amounts of 15 inches is expected over portions of the eastern North Carolina and in the mid-Atlantic states along the path of Irene. Swells generated by Irene are affecting portions of the coast of the southeastern United States. This swell will cause life-threatening surf and rip current condition. The next intermediate advisory expected in the United States from the National Weather Service is expected at 0100 Zulu. That's 8 p.m. Eastern Time for local time there. If you're in any of the affected areas and want to get in touch, then please do. You can shoot us an email via news@skyblueradio.com. That's news@skyblueradio.com. Or if you want, you can get us on Twitter. Just search @SBR_news. This has been Andy Malarkey with your hurricane update from the Sky Blue Radio News Desk, sounding great at any altitude.
Sky Blue Radio, connecting you to the flight simulation community worldwide. Sky Blue Radio.